as always, we endeavor to get the mind of God to know who to stand before you. And I would much rather just have other speakers, but I always want the Lord to know that I'm willing to do what he tells me to do. And so he gave me a thought the other day, and so I've been meditating on that. And I would like to talk to you tonight about pretending. So something very wonderful happened to Brother Steve and I about 3.5 years ago, and that is we became grandparents. And if you want to know, come talk to us. We've got pictures, we've got stories, we'll tell you lots of things. But I would like to tell you a little bit about our first granddaughter, whose name is Emma. She's 3.5, and she loves to pretend.
Right.
We do a lot of pretending at Couple Teve's house. She likes to pretend she's a tiger. So she'll be coming at me growling, crawling on the floor, and I always want to know if it's a Tigger. I said, are you a mean tiger? Are you a nice tiger? And her pretending is very, very well. We go to the playroom, and we pretend. She pretends that she's going to work, and she pretends we're going out to eat. And Grandma, you have to eat it. You can't just look at it. So Grandma has to pretend that she's eating, and then I'm always like, Emma, did you have money? Well, no. I'm like, well, who's paying for this food? Well, you are, Grandma. And so we do a lot of pretending with as grandparents, and reminds me of as a child, and that we all probably can relate to this, a lot of pretending. We would play church at our house when I was growing up. One of us was the preacher and one of us was a singer, and then I remember when my brother Andy got a cap gun and he had a cowboy outfit, and that was just the coolest thing ever. And so we got a little play arrow. We pretended that we were cowboys and Indians. We had a lot of fun pretending. Now I was thinking about pretending. This is probably a little comical, but we have a dog, bless his heart. He's a pretty good dog. But every day I'll say, are you a good boy? Are you a good boy? And he nods his head, wags his tail, and some days he's not a good boy. He's pretending. I know he doesn't know it. But as soon as I walk out of the garage and I see the holes in my flower beds, I know that he's just pretending because he's really hoping for that treat. So he's pretending to be a good boy. So as I'm thinking about pretending, a song came out a few years ago that I thought was quite funny. And it was about a man who pretended that he was a country singer. He wanted to be a country singer, and he creates a MySpace account. Does anybody know what MySpace is? Awesome. Okay, it's not that obsolete. Old social platform, precursor to Facebook. And on his account, he said he put the country singer's picture as his profile picture. No doubt you've probably heard this story. He said he was 6'5". He was actually 5'3". Said he drove an expensive car, and you look at the video, it's a clunker, it's barely moving, it's barely chugging down the road. Said he has a black belt in karate, he doesn't. Said he's rich, he lives in his parents' basement, delivers pizza. Says he's quite fit, got a six pack, he's a chubby little guy, balding, short. And his song says, I'm so much cooler online. In fact, he also goes on to say, I grow another foot and lose a bunch of weight every time I log in. He's pretending to be something he's not even close to being. He's pretending to be somebody he's not. And then I was thinking about stories about people that pretend. Now, actors and actresses, that's their job. They pretend. Heath Ledger, we know who that was. He was an actor, and he, in 2008, was cast to play a very famous character. Does anybody know who that was?
The Joker.
In the 2008 version of the Batman, he was cast to play the Joker. It is said that for a month, he locked himself in his hotel room and would not come out at all. What do you think he was doing?
Getting pale.
I heard something, but I couldn't hear what it was.
Getting pale.
Getting pale? That may have helped. He's practicing.
Oh,
Jordan.
Yes. So he was practicing the laugh. He was practicing the facial expressions, the voices. And here's he said, I ended up landing more in the realm of a psychopath. He's pretending so hard, working on this role, that sometimes it felt like reality. It has been said that Ledger's portrayal of the Joker is the best that's ever been done. He was very good at pretending to be someone he wasn't. There's a song called The Great Pretender, and the lyrics say, oh yes, I'm the great pretender, pretending I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much, I'm lonely, but no one can tell. This was sung by many famous people, but one kind of stuck out to me, and that was Elvis Presley. Now, Elvis Presley made quite a name for himself. He's very famous in the rock and roll world. And he had quite a stage image. Looked like he had it all. Money, women, fame. But if you know how he died, at a very young age of 42, divorced, overweight, taking too many drugs, drinking, alone. I believe he died in the bathroom by himself. He was perhaps the great pretender. I know there's another song that he sings about being lonely. And then I thought about a man that I knew when I was a young person. Very sad story. If it's, I don't know all the details, but it's my understanding that he wanted to avoid the draft to go to Vietnam. And so he pretended, he began to pretend that he had mental issues. He began to pretend and act like he had mental issues. And in time, he actually had mental issues. I could tell you many, many stories, but he died a very sad death. This man pretended so much that he actually became what he was pretending. Then I thought about in the Bible. Are there any Bible stories about people that pretended? Of course there are. Jacob, he pretended to be his brother Esau, and he fooled his father. Saul pretended that he was not the king when he went to visit the witch of Endor, because he wanted her to give him a prophecy, wanted her to talk to Samuel. David pretended to be crazy. This is a lesser known Bible story. He wanted to fool King Achish, so he pounded his head on the city gate and spittle run down his beard. Quite nasty. He pretended to be a crazy man. Ananias and Sapphira, they pretended. They pretended that they were just so open-hearted and generous. They're going to give you all the money of the sale. They were pretending to be something they weren't.
Right.
But probably one of the saddest stories about pretenders is told in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus tells what's going to happen at that great day of judgment. When the pretenders come to the judgment, and they think that they're okay. They've pretended so long, they have fooled themselves. And Jesus says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not all the things they did, counting them off. And you know what Jesus says to them? I never knew. They pretended to be Christians. They did it so long, they fooled themselves. Now, pretending can be harmless, like Emma and our little tigers, or maybe the cowboys and Indians. There can be some, maybe you've done some pretending of your own as a child, or if you get older. Pretending can be dangerous, like the man that I knew from my childhood who wanted to avoid the military and ended up actually having the mental illnesses that he pretended. So my question throughout this lesson that I'm bringing you tonight are we pretending to be something that we're not? Now, sometimes that's okay. Anybody in here help with Sister Karen's play this week? I have a few. You were pretending. You were portraying a character. You were fulfilling a role. I'm not talking about that. It's one thing maybe to just play that, but to actually live it, to live a pretense, this is where we're going to get into trouble. Now, who in here in this room knows exactly who you're going to be in your adult years, what you're going to do with your life, what are you going to do post-high school? Are you going to college or you're not? What career field you're going to go? Who are you going to marry? Where are you going to live? Who has all of that figured out? Exception of maybe we older ones. I think we might, but Steve says he's still not sure. I have to help him a little bit and remind him. But for the most part, I don't think any of you know. So you're in an age of uncertainty. You're trying to find yourself. And sometimes in this time, it's a little easy to slip in to a pretense, to slip into a role. What you're expected? You're expected to be a good boy, like Romeo, looking for that treat. Or you're wanting mom and dad to not maybe put curfew or put excessive rules on you. And so it's easy maybe to kind of start pretending a little bit. That's somewhat understandable. But if we're not careful, we can get into dangerous pretending. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit toward the end. Who has ever got a brand new job and really didn't have a clue what you were doing? Anybody in here got a job? You're a little nervous and they're telling you what you do and they're saying, here's how you do it. And you're just like, nod and smile. I hope I figure it out before they figure it out that I have not a clue what I'm doing here. And so you just gotta pretend, okay, well, I think they said do this and that didn't work and can I fix it before they come back? There's an old saying, fake it until you make it. In other words, act like you have confidence. Act like you know what you're doing. Be optimistic, and hopefully it'll all come together. Now, that's not always necessarily true. I could go out to my husband's garage, and it doesn't matter how much I fake it, I am not figuring anything out in that garage, except maybe the broom. I think I can figure that out. But the rest of it is just not even going to happen. So, are you pretending? Are you pretending when you're online? Like our story about the guy who was so much cooler online. Social media. When you're on social media, are you pretending to be someone you're not? I don't know about you, but I'm not on social media, but there's just some days I don't want anybody to see what's going on in my life. It's a mess. The house is a mess. My hair is a mess. Supper got burnt. I don't want you to know. I always joke about when MySpace came along. I said, MySpace was my bedroom with the door shut. But today, social media is here. Look at all the things that are going on in my life. But if we're not careful, we want a perfect life, perfect hair, perfect everything. And so we can create a social media presence that is not us. We're pretending to be something that we're not. Do you use filters? Filters are great. I wish filters, that was me in real life. I mean, skinny and nothing wrong with my face and my hair is good. And filters are fine. I'm not saying that's wrong. But there are some famous people who won't put any pictures out there unless they have been what we used to call photoshopped, touched up. It's not the real them. Now, perhaps you've played pretend games. Perhaps you've pretended you know what's going on when you really don't. But again, let's talk about when is pretending dangerous? Well, it's when you're pretending spiritual. That's when we're talking about it's going to become dangerous. Now, we all want to fit in. It's camp meeting time. It's kind of understood that during camp meeting time, we want you all to be Christians and saved and doing the right thing. And so, well, if you want to fit in, you're not going to come in here all rebellious and stealing and doing all these things that people are, you're going to look like an oddball. So you just look, you probably should kind of try to conform. Now, and not only that, but then mom and dad are going to be on the case. What is your problem? Why are you acting like that? Why didn't you sing in youth choir tonight? Have you backslid? Are you struggling spiritually? Is there something I should know? Okay, I don't want to deal with that. So maybe I just need to pretend. We want people to think well of us, and we know what is expected. Christian young people dress a certain way, act a certain way, and so I'm going to just conform. And if we're not careful, we can start pretending when there's nothing in here, or there's something in here that shouldn't be in here. Who are you really? Something I have heard so many times in my growing up years, in my years as a youth leader. I have heard this so many times. When I'm 18, I'm out of here. I tell you, people, that's a very, very sad statement.
True.
I've seen a lot of young people that when they were turned 18, they were out of here, and they are not happy. Their lives are a mess. But I said this before, the devil, he can use the same lie over and over and over. Guess what? We're just gullible enough to believe it. Yep. And what he says to you is, you'll be different. All these other kids, they left when they were 18, and they made a mess out of their lives, and they're divorced, and they're drunk, they're alcoholics, excuse me, they're a mess, but you'll be different. In the meantime, though, on your way to 18, well, I better pretend that I'm okay. I better behave. People will maybe have a problem. People will say something to you. Mom and dad might get strict on their rules. So you sing in the choir. You participate. You might raise your hand. You might act like everything's just fine. And you're starting to create a habit of pretending. And that is very dangerous. Because the end result starts with an H. Does anybody know what that is? Hypocrite. In the end, you're going to become a hypocrite. And you'll be the one that'll come to judgment. God, I talk to you all the time. We have a thing going. God's going to go, I don't have a clue. Who are you really? I think about some young people that when I was growing up, and we're all humans, we're all the same. And so I'm sure that you could say the same. They were one person at church and another person outside of church. So who was the real one? Were they pretending at church or were they pretending at school? One of them was a pretense. One of them was not the real person. How about sometimes when somebody hangs out with you, and they're really nice to you, and they really like you, but when you're not there, they make fun of you. Which one's the real them? Or the shoe could be put on the other foot. Have you ever been with people, and they're making fun, and you catch yourself laughing and joining in, and then you walk away and you say, that's not who I want to be. Surely I'm better than that. It's easy sometimes to pretend, to slip into something. Like the man who avoided the military, you can pretend so long that you begin to fool yourself. Some people are clearly not living the Christian life. And yet if you talk to them, oh, I'm a good person. I love God. Just don't judge me. Don't be so narrow-minded. I'm not as bad as so-and-so. I talk to God. God understands me. They have pretended, and now they have begun to fool themselves. And people, who are you really when your parents are not around? When your youth leaders or your pastor cannot see you, who are you really? When you hang out with unsaved people, right now it's pretty easy to be a Christian or pretend to be a Christian, either one. But when you're away from the Christian influences, when with your buddies who are not saved, who want you to do things that are wrong, who are you really? When you post on social media, do you pretend or are you being real? At school and at work, how about when you go on vacation? Are you pretending to be something and then you go on vacation and you're something different?
Right.
How about when you're alone in your room, the door shut, nobody sees you? Are you somebody different than you were at the supper table with mom and dad? In youth group? At church? Now perhaps you might be sitting here saying, Sister Sherry, this don't really apply to me. I don't want to be a pretender. I want to be the best I can be. I want to be real. I want to serve the Lord. This doesn't really apply to me. But then you're also saying, this is a really good message for that person over there in the third row. I'm telling you what, they need to measure up. They've been pretending. I'm sure that they're not right with the Lord because, you know, they're in the youth choir and they, that's dangerous. That sounds like a certain man in the Bible. He says, I'm really glad that I'm not like other men, Lord. Especially that one over there. Who is this? Who said such a pompous prayer? It's a Pharisee. He believed he was better than the other men. The other men, he says, or the man that was there. I do this, I do that. And he might have been better at paying tithes, that's what he talked about, or at fasting. Maybe he really was better, but he was proud. And so in his pride, he was pretending that he was better. There's a pretending again. You know what Jesus says? Nope, you're not. I'm paraphrasing. No, you're not better. So we can feel really good about ourselves. We're trying to do what's right, and we can tend to look down on people who maybe they really are not where they're supposed to be, or maybe they're struggling. So there's two different ways of looking at them. There's an old rhyme, kind of more popular maybe among, I read the Baptists like this one. I don't smoke and I don't chew and I don't hang with the girls that do. Right, it's girls and not boys, I really don't know. But anyway. And so we can take that mentality. I don't do this and I don't do that.
Right.
And yet we're pretending because we're thinking we're better. And there's a scripture that says in James that if you keep the whole law, but one little point offend, you offend in one point, you don't keep one little part of the law, how much are you guilty of? Anybody know? All of it. All of it. So we can get up on our high horse here and look down on people, and then we're pretending. We're pretending to be better than they are. Because we've all failed at one point or another. We've all had our own struggles. So we have to be careful that we don't pretend. Are you pretending to be a Christian when it's convenient? When it's camp meeting time? When you're around Christian young people? Just to keep mom and dad off your back?
Right.
Are you someone else when mom and dad are not looking? Are you someone else depending on who you're hanging out with? Are you so much cooler online? Is your social presence and your real presence two different people? Can't even recognize you. Are you feeling good because you're not like the someone else's Who are you really? Right. When you look in the mirror, no filters. Nobody there to impress. Nobody there to hide from. It is the real you. Are you pretending to be someone you're not? If you are, who are you fooling? Are you fooling your mom and dad? Well, you might for a little bit. But God has a way of telling parents things. It's pretty awesome. Are you fooling God? Never. So who are you really, really fooling? You. Galatians 6:3. If a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Young people, have you been pretending? Pretending can become a way of life. If you have been, if God's putting his finger on something in your life, it's time to make it right. It's time to do honest business with the Lord. We can just go into a pretense, pretend we're okay. Pretend we're fooling people. Pretend. And in the end, we'll fool ourselves. Psalm 139:23-24 says, "Search me, O Lord, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me." I want to close with this quote. You can pretend all you want to be someone else. At the end of the day, you're just fooling yourself. It's a little bit more of a serious message. And I think every one of us can see where there's a danger if we're not careful of slipping in to pretending. We're expected. We know what's expected out of us. And so we make sure that we perfect that image when we're with certain people. But the most important thing is, how does God see? Again, when you look in the mirror tonight, who is the real you?